We're here this evening with Bruce Metzger, producer of the 20th Century Cincinnati Show and Sale of Vintage Modern Design. Welcome, Bruce.
Thanks, Stuart.
Sharonville Convention Center has been the home to this show for many years, and once again this year, February 24 and 25, you can attend this terrific offering of merchandise from dealers from all across the country. Bruce, tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, the show started out as an Art Deco show originally back in the late 80s, but it sort of has metamorphosed now into more mid-century, although now we're into the 70s. It's all about design in the 20th century, and that being the designs that really broke from tradition.
Let's talk about that. That's interesting. Let's talk about the Art Deco side of this would have had emphasis on late 20s, 30s, maybe 40s even.
Yeah.
And then we moved into the 50s and 60s as the years went by and interest changed. And now how far up the ladder do we reach currently in terms of what's vintage?
I would say even into the 1980s with what they call the Memphis styles and the resurgence, sort of like an Art Deco revival that happened in the 1980s.
What do those objects look like?
A lot of chrome, a lot of circular designs, triangular designs, plexiglass, mm-hmm. bright colors. I think that people, when they come to the show, they'll spot those objects and it'll immediately recall a certain time period in not the too distant past.
Aside from that, what other trends might you see happening today in this industry?
They tell me, and I say they, the dealers, because I'm not involved in this on a day-to-day basis like they are, but Danish modern is awfully hot right now. People like the warm colors of the wood. Danish is more available than some of the American, like Herman Miller and Knoll. So being more available, the prices are kind of down a little bit. Just more affordable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say they're down, but it's more affordable because it's available.
Of course, the construction in that furniture is beyond anything, anything that would be made today. It's really beautifully made.
Oh, yes, yes. And it's kind of interesting that that Danish modern trend started back then because right after World War II, all these Europeans really had no industry left in this sort of thing. So in Denmark, you had a lot of designers, you had furniture builders, cabinet makers, and that started to be brought over to the United States, and it caught on.
Tell us about your dealers.
Well, I don't really have very many dealers new to the show this year, and that's a great thing for me. Almost everybody comes back. Last year, I think I had to award the Rookie of the Year award to three different dealers who did the show for the first time, and I'm pleased to say all three of them are coming back. But one new dealer I have coming is real interesting. It's a firm from St. Louis called Make It Mid-Century, and they manufacture front doors, interior doors, and garage doors for people who are renovating mid-century modern homes. And if you have ever tried to go to Lowe's or Home Depot and find something appropriate, you'll get why this business is working for them.
Can't wait to see that. Speak to us more about the kinds of things that we'll see on the floor.
It's a pretty wide variety. I mean, you will see some pretty pure Art Deco dealers with a lot of lighting, cocktail shakers, desk accessories from the Art Deco years in bronze and colored glass, a lot of chrome, of course. And you will see a lot of mid-century modern furniture. Fine art has become more prevalent at the show in the last few years.
So specifically?
Specifically lithographs, paintings. Very pleased that Isley Gallery is coming to the show this year. Cincinnati, they have a gallery out in Mariemont. In particular, because they have an exhibit opening the night before my show that features the work of a Belgian artist who ended up living in Columbus, Ohio. Bourgnon is the fellow's name. He was an art critic, so he was exposed to all the different styles of 20th century art as an art critic, but he was also a prolific painter. So he did works in all these different styles. I think that the gallery said, wow, we've got this coming up. What a great place to introduce a different clientele to what we've got going on. So they'll have some of his work at the show.
Oh, that's terrific. Personally, I'm aware that in today's world we have reproductions of all kinds of things. I was recently saw a large sign along the highway that said vintage antiques, and I turned around and went back, and there was nothing in there that was more than 6 months old. It all looked like that stuff, but none of it was really that stuff. Tell me about reproductions on your floor.
Well, I don't really allow reproductions on the floor, but that's a little bit of a gray area because a lot of the popular mid-century modern designs, especially by firms like Knoll and Herman Miller, are still being manufactured today. Now, those would be called licensed originals, or I think authentic originals is another term for it. But then there's what they call reproductions or knockoffs. So somebody, a dealer, was just telling me recently that an original Wassily chair might fetch around $2,200, original upholstery and things like this. But you can order one on eBay or from China for as little as $199. So that's the real reproduction that I don't want on my floor.
Mm-hmm.
And this fellow pointed out that the general public, unless they've taken the time to educate themselves, may not really notice the difference. It's in the details.
We were talking earlier, and you brought up a term I found to be really interesting and had never thought about it in these terms. But tell us about reissue as opposed to reproduction.
Well, reissue would be where the original owner of the copyright would sell that copyright to another company, and then they would start manufacturing that item, but they would manufacturing it to specs. So you can expect the same kind of quality out of that as an original.
Paint for us a picture of the variety of merchandise on the floor. I want them to know what they might see when they come there.
Well, I think our tagline says art, furnishings, and fashion. And so there's plenty of art, both fine art. I have a poster dealer from Chicago who is a big hit every year. And then I have jewelry dealers, everything from Bakelite to gold and silver, Jensen, and of course, lots of furniture and lighting.
Bruce, what about pottery and glass at the show?
Pottery tends to be perhaps more Danish pottery or studio-created kind of pieces. Glass, Blanco glass, is kind of a big deal. And as a matter of fact, that is our special guest this year, the Blanco Glass Company out of West Virginia.
Tell us about that.
Well, Blanco has been hand-blowing glass for 150 years or so, 1890s. So people say, well, so what's that have to do with the modernism show? And it's because in the mid-century era, they had three different designers that came to work for the company and kind of flipped things around. They started creating things with a real modern vibe, and that is what is highly collected by people who live in mid-century modern homes. A lot of these pieces are large. They make a statement in a room. So Blanco will be bringing some mid-century era pieces that will be just for display, but they will be selling their contemporary work, and they just came out with a new line in January that I can tell you has a real mid-century vibe to it.
Oh, that sounds exciting. That should be terrific. Russell Wright, being from Lebanon, Ohio, just kind of curious, is his pottery still collectible, and will there be some of that at the show?
Oh, there's definitely going to be specialists that carry Russell Wright dinnerware. His lamps and spun aluminum are not that easy to find, but I would think that there's also going to be examples of that at the show.
And many don't realize that he designed furniture as well, and you may have a bentwood chair hanging around out there that somebody might get at a real bargain price if they're lucky. Dealers come from all across the country, am I right?
As far away as Iowa to the west, and yes, New York, a few from the south, but largely in a 200-300-mile radius from here. Some really good dealers from the Chicago and Detroit area.
And this will be show number what?
24. So the show is on February 24th, which is a Saturday, and the 25th Sunday. Hours are 11 to 5 both days. And we do have what we call the Java Preview, which is a 2-hour period before the show opens on Saturday that is available for people who want to either get first dibs on the floor or perhaps avoid the large crowds that happen on Saturday. I love it but sometimes it takes a long time to walk from the front to the back of the hall without saying, excuse me, 12 or 15 times.
Yeah, it's a regular log jam out there, quite the traffic jam. It's very well attended, and the reason being that the merchandise is tantalizing, it's well presented, it's a terrific show, it's something you should be proud of. You've put a lot of time and effort into it, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you this evening. We've been speaking with Bruce Metzger, who's producer of the 20th Century Cincinnati Show and Sale of Vintage and Modern Design. And you can find a link to the show at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. And for Around Cincinnati, this is Stuart Holman.